This is a recording of Adam Miller's New Hermeneutic by Richard F. Smith, originally published in Interpreter, a Journal of Mormon Scripture, Volume 6, 2013, pages 105 through 111. Read by Scott Dunaway. This audio recording is copyrighted under a Creative Commons license and may be freely distributed if it remains unchanged, the journal and its website are credited, and is for non-commercial use. A printed version of this and many other articles and resources on Mormon Scripture can be found at mormoninterpreter.com. Review of Adam S. Miller, Collin College, McKinney, Texas. Rube Goldberg Machines, Essays in Mormon Theology, forward by Richard Lyman Bushman, Draper, Utah, Greg Cofford Books, 2012. Quote, "Whatever else spirit may be, we experience spirit as an interpenetrating weave of thoughts, ideas, judgments, feelings, passions, desires, and aversions. Though rooted in the body, this weave of spirit involves a dimension of looped awareness and reflexivity that is finer and harder to discern than those that belong to the body itself." End quote. Page 42. Crazy Wisdom. This book is not a novel. It is not the Mormon version of Robert M. Pirsig's Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance, which may have been a variation on John Steinbeck's Travels with Charlie, but one can nevertheless find an echo of the careful wordsmith in each. In this disparate collection of essays, some previously published, Adam Miller at times virtually sings Walt Whitman's Body Electric, though mostly eschewing the scat elements of his recent interpretation of the Four Noble Truths of Buddhism. At other times, he is the virtual alter ego of Baba Ram Das, Richard Alpert, or of George Carlin, through his equally wry and liquid observations on the human comedy. He even seems to follow both George Handley and Jerzy Kosinski on Being There. As Handley said, quote, "The body is the cup in which to drink the world." End quote. Miller allows us to accompany him, as it were, on his voyage of discovery in Das Flanagan Boot, even invoking Wallace Stegner along with Handley. Quote, "If the body is a river, then the soul is a watershed. Like a shirt pulled over your head, this thesis leaves the soul inside out and exposed. You thought your soul was a kernel of atomic interiority, your most secret part, but as you stand there, shirt in hand, everyone can see your navel." End quote. Page 50. Through it all, Miller laughs uproariously and with happy self-deprecation at the entire theological enterprise, even if he at times adopts a moralistic pose and comes up with some darn good scriptural interpretations, maybe even a new hermeneutic. This is a guy you would do well to have lunch with. If you enjoy earnest quips with your burger and fries, animal style, or with your egg foo young with mushroom sauce, you pick up the tab. It would be worth it. Quote, "The more ordinary the stuff, the more material the objects, the sturdier their composition, the better for theology. You can't build a working machine if you rely too much on supernatural ephemera." End quote. Page Roman numeral 14. Miller likes to, quote, "get down," end quote, and deal with the nitty-gritty, even if there is a useless Rube Goldberg quality to the odd and often intangible results. As a Bengali monk, Swami Chetanananda of St. Louis, once explained to me, quote, "a path is not a home," end quote, suggesting that the journey, which never ends, contains within itself the meaning for which we desperately seek, but which we seldom find. Miller does not sit at home. Yet neither does he simply take the path. He hits the road. Quote, "Good theologians need two skills above all others. They must be shameless pack rats, and they must be imaginative tinkerers." End quote. Page Roman numeral 14. Miller thinks outside the box. If you're seeking a paradigm shift, he just might have one for you, as long as you are willing to engage his sometimes unorthodox ways of finding an untrodden path to verisimilitude. Miller can, however, be as serious as well as a laughing bodhisattva, which one can discern in his 2005 interview of Gregory Baum. As Miller himself says, quote, Non-sequential thinking is a kind of attention that foregrounds an awareness of the present moment as unconditionally present. End quote. Page 9. For he does take issue with the, quote, explicit valorization of grace as part of a strongly sequential theology, end quote, enunciated, for example, by Stephen Robinson, because it fails to see that, quote, grace is the unconditional fullness of the present moment, end quote. Quote, if we do not find some way to lay down the burden that is our pride and vanity, then our names will not be found in the Lamb's Book of Life. If we do not choose to wear out our lives in the service of God and in the service of others, then our names will not be found elsewhere. Page 45. The root of every sin, the vanity of pride. Page 113, citing Ezra Taft Benson. End quote. Anachrony. His musings on the historicity of the Book of Mormon are particularly pointed and focus on the anachronism of it, even leading him to revel in the anachronicity of messianism itself. Quote, the brute material incongruity of an object's continuing subsistence stares back at us in a way that calls into question the hegemony of the present moment. While the universal historian, bent on progress and causally myopic, is only able to look through objects, the collector, Mormon, is able to look at them and stay with them. Page 31. What has always mattered most is that there is such a book. Joseph had transcendent visions and midnight visits from angels, but his experiences also produced this brute material thing, and its sheer material incongruity is, of itself, incontrovertible. Page 32. Nothing is more disconcerting to the historically attuned reader than to find Hebrew prophets predicting with great precision the details of Jesus' life and ministry, except perhaps the way that the Book of Mormon so profoundly and unabashedly employs the theological vocabulary and addresses the religious aporias of 19th century rural America. Pages 33-34. End quote. Miller is not the first to have commented upon the disconcertingly strong anachronistic, quote, pre-Advent Christian message, end quote, of the Book of Mormon, which, quote, is manifest both in terms of the details it gives about future events in the life of Christ and in terms of the highly developed Christian vocabulary its sermons use, end quote. His appeal to the, quote, anachrony, end quote, of messianism to explain this problem, however, misses two important points. One, Jewish scholars have already noted the strongly messianic interpretation of the suffering servant of 2 Isaiah at Qumran, and two, the, quote, highly developed, end quote, Christian terminology we are all familiar with is largely derived from a 1611 King James Version of the Bible, which was in turn dependent upon the previous translations of Tyndale and Wycliffe. The KJV translation committees, heavily dependent upon this already extant tradition, also employed very different languages, Hebrew for the Old Testament and Greek for the New Testament. No attempt was made to correlate the parallel equivalent terms used in both testaments, so the very different English terminology of the two testaments has now been given absolute status by those who know nothing of the languages and of the entirely Jewish tradition from which all New Testament terms were derived. This has led those who do not know any better to speak loosely of the, quote, Christianizing of the Old Testament, end quote, which is utter nonsense. Pure testimony. Aside from that short trek some distance off the true path, Miller seeks to put first things first, the atonement, and to puncture some of our most closely held assumptions about the nature of a testimony and of Moroni's promise. Moroni, chapter 10, verses 3-5. Quote, who would be more horrified by the idea of people having a testimony of the Book of Mormon than Mormon? End quote. Page 65. Channeling the constant Talib within him, Miller completely eschews any, quote, testimony grounded in signs, since it is the perpetual temptation of religion to want a form of godliness while denying the power thereof. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5, end quote. Thus, real testimonies do not describe the world as it is, but rather cause us, quote, to surrender, Islam, our lives to the impossible possibilities God offers, end quote. Quote, testimonies are essential because they reveal, in light of the atonement, how things can be, end quote, page 68. And despite the anachrony, Miller does have a powerful testimony. Quote, Mormonism has been marrow to my bones, joy to my heart, light to my eyes, music to my ears, and life to my whole being. Thus lit up, I woke to find Jesus leaning over me, smiling wide, with the Book of Mormon snapped like smelling salts beneath my nose. Page 126, citing Parley P. Pratt. End quote. Egoistic search for novelty. Miller understands quite well that, quote, life is all nickels and dimes, end quote, that there is not much novelty in, quote, enduring to the end, and that, shucked bare of hope for something else, one is able to invert the nihilism of life's repetition into compassion only after its rough-edged iteration has worn his heart smooth, end quote. Quote, novelty is a red herring, the last refuge of that dream that is your ego, pages 121, 124. Moreover, writing is an aesthetic discipline. It pares us down, end quote, page 99. This is merely the barest of hints as to the deep value of Miller's meditations. Had he known that this fine and provocative collection would be forthcoming, Eugene England would have waited around a bit longer. As it is, Gene will be waiting, along with Brother Joseph, to give Miller a big hug on the other side. Quote, how nice it is to sit together with brothers, end quote. This has been a recording of Adam Miller's New Hermeneutic by Richard F. Smith, originally published in Interpreter, a Journal of Mormon Scripture, Volume 6, 2013, pages 105 through 111, read by Scott Dunaway. A printed version of this and many other articles and resources on Mormon Scripture can be found at MormonInterpreter.com.